This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. President Draupadi Murmu will felicitate the winners of the National Energy Conservation Awards 2025 and National Painting Competition on Energy Conservation 2025 in New Delhi today on the occasion of National Energy Conservation Day. The president is also scheduled to address the gathering at the event. Our correspondent has the details.
National Energy Conservation Day is observed annually on December 14 to raise awareness about the importance of energy conservation and to highlight the nation's achievements in energy efficiency. The Bureau of Energy Efficiency, under the guidance of the Ministry of Power, recognizes and encourages the efforts of industrial units, institutions and establishments in reducing energy consumption by felicitating them with energy conservation awards on this particular day. A total of 68 applications were received for National Energy Conservation Awards 2025, and the award structure comprises of 28 subsectors under 7 broad categories. Power Minister Manohar Lal will also attend the event and address the gathering to raise awareness about energy efficiency. Shivang Mishra, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will undertake a bilateral visit to Jordan from tomorrow to Tuesday at the invitation of King Abdullah II bin Al Hussein. The visit, Prime Minister Modi's first full-fledged bilateral engagement with Jordan, coincides with the 75th anniversary of the establishment of diplomatic relations between the two countries and comes amid sustained high-level political engagement between New Delhi and Amman. In Delhi, the Directorate of Education has directed all schools to conduct classes for students up to class 9 and 11 in a hybrid mode in light of the deteriorating air quality in the national capital. For students of classes 10 and 12, classes will continue to be held in schools. This decision follows an order issued by the Commission for Air Quality Management, which invoked Stage 4 actions under the Graded Response Action Plan, GRAP, with immediate effect to curb further worsening of air pollution levels in Delhi NCR. According to the circular issued yesterday, government-aided and unaided recognized private schools under the Directorate of Education, NDMC, MCD and the Delhi Cantonment Board have been instructed to offer both physical and online classes wherever feasible until further orders. Stage 4 curbs include a ban on all construction activities and the entry of non-essential polluting trucks into Delhi. In Syria, two U.S. soldiers and a U.S. civilian interpreter have been killed in an ambush by an Islamic State IS gunman, the U.S. Central Command has said. Officials said three other service members were injured in the attack, during which the gunman was engaged and killed. U.S. President Donald Trump wrote on social media that it was an ISIS attack against the U.S. and Syria and said there would be a very serious retaliation. He added that the three injured U.S. soldiers were doing well. They are the first U.S. casualties in Syria since the fall of Bashar al-Assad regime. The Syrian government has issued a statement condemning the attack. Syria State News reported that two Syrian service personnel had also been injured. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has predicted cold wave conditions at isolated places over interior Karnataka and Telangana today. It also forecast dense fog conditions over Assam, Meghalaya, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura, Punjab and Uttar Pradesh. In under-19 cricket, India will take on arch rivals Pakistan in their second group stage match of Asian Cricket Council ACC Under-19 Asia Cup 2025 at ICC Academy Ground in Dubai this morning. The match will begin at 10:30 a.m. Indian time. India will face Hong Kong in the finals of the World Squash Championship in Chennai today. India beat Egypt 3-0 in the semi-finals to storm into the finals last night. Earlier, Hong Kong won 2-all against Japan in another semi-final match. In men's cricket, India will clash against South Africa in the third T20 match of the series at the Himachal Pradesh Cricket Association Stadium in Dharamshala this evening. The match will begin at 7 in the evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.